regarding the people living in the occupied territories, definitely, as it was outlined in my opening statement, this is the greatest challenge for our country. When the territories are occupied, this is very difficult to ensure human rights there, but definitely we feel our responsibility for those people living in the occupied territories. And what the government is doing is, firstly, we are applying and utilizing all legal mechanisms, and basically these are the legal mechanisms before international organizations. Georgia has used the possibilities in all international courts. The first and most important, this is in European Court of Human Rights. The war-related violations, 2000 war-related violations. Last year, the court already established Russia's violations, and right to life, you mentioned, was among them, and now Russia has responsibility before the Council of Europe Committee of Ministers, even though Russia was dismissed from this organization, but legal obligations are still in place. And of course, the new, in order to have holistic approach with respect to ongoing violations, so this was related to 2008 war, when it comes to ongoing violations, Georgia initiated another interstate case in 2018, which covers all violations during this ongoing occupation. So all the violations would be referred to in the European Court, and this is the way how we see to protect the rights of people living in the occupied territories. In addition to that, we are using all other international fora. For instance, as it was mentioned, the Geneva discussions are one of the important tools to use, and four times a year we bring all incidents here among and all international key actors are engaged, including UN. And this is something that we see that with the support of international society, we have to protect the rights of people living there. Missing persons, so when it comes to missing persons, there is very good cooperation mechanism with the facilitation of ICRC. And in that regard, we try to depoliticize this process. And when it comes to missing persons, this is something really humanitarian issue that we need to handle with other actors as well. And there was another question regarding the law on occupied territories. I would clarify that this law does not hinder any international organization to be engaged in activities in Abkhazia and Tsinhali region, Southeast Asia. The law gives opportunity that, with the permission of the government of Georgia, any international actor can have access to these territories. And this is a practice. There was not a single case whereby international actors wanted to enter to the occupied territories of Georgia and government did not grant this access. So the way around, if there is any hindrance, this is from the Russian Federation, which does not give access to international organizations. And in that regard, the committee's recommendations would be helpful to call on Russian Federation to do that, because these territories has become really the gray zones whereby there is no international actors inside. So now I would hand over regarding issue two, hand over to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who will add and provide you information what government of Georgia, which programs the government of Georgia is doing, and also regarding the new peace initiative of the government of Georgia.
Thank you. And let me answer the rest of the questions, as the head of the delegation mentioned. In terms of the initiatives and